payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for April 9th, 2018. And that's it.
I move to approve the previous minutes of April 9th, 2018. And noting that the Eastern Commissioner didn't clearly make a motion, but the minutes do reflect in it what was stated.
She's going to go to the next item on our agenda and fix. She's going to clarify.
I didn't put in it what it was pointing to. Didn't say those words.
Gotcha.
I'd like to withdraw my motion as stated.
I was going to mark that out.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the April 9, 2018 minutes with correction.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Clarification to planning and zoning motion made on April 9th, 2018.
I'd like to move to appoint Devin Huff, Assistant Road and Bridge Administrator, to replace Verindy Hayes to the Planning and Zoning Board effective today, April 16th, 2018.
Same with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Did we have a meeting on the... Have you had a meeting yet as board member?
No.
It'll be May.
Okay. Because it was the... I guess the meeting was the 9th and you weren't effective until the 10th. Is that right?
Yeah.
You were there, but you weren't on the... Okay, Randy was on there. Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't have something else.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Discussion on early retirement.
Did you guys get the email this morning? Or was it over the weekend? When did we get that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're going to table this.
Move to table, hopefully for the last time. That doesn't need to be part of the motion.
Yeah.
Move to table to next Monday.
Second for discussion.
Second for discussion.
We think everything is... been ordered through the weekend, but the attorney would like it to be tabled to make sure everything was clear.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for propane. Number 201803-400.
Yes, morning, Commissioners, and thank you. We're here this morning to make a recommendation for propane services, which we haven't had to do in a few years. Recognized on March 1st and 2nd of this year, in those 2 days, a half a dozen purchase orders to fill our propane tanks countywide. And the amounts involved put us at or above the bid limit, so immediately took steps to contact Road and Bridge, who had the majority of those tanks, and Randy and Devin assisted me in putting specifications together. We immediately released a bid. Bid went out to 6 different propane vendors on March the 9th, and that was bid number as quoted, 201803-400. The bid closed last week, requesting for services on a per gallon charge for all of our 6 different facilities. 2 of those facilities have 2 tanks each. The specifications were clear, so were the terms and conditions as they usually are in this bid. We received 3 responses. I have supplied a bid recommendation to the commission form, as well as Devin Huff has supplied you all with a letter recommending AmeriGas at $1.39 a gallon. We have verified that their bid response, which is completely qualified in every respect, does also include all the tanks. There's no extra charges for delivery or tanks, etc. Initially, the low bid was from Mountain Country Propane at $1.299. However, their response upon clarification by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Huff indicated that they did not include delivery charges, and there were a few other charges involving the tanks that were a little confusing. They also would not comply with a couple of boilerplate stipulations in our terms and conditions, specifically delivery, and the other one, as mentioned in the form that I gave to each of you, our standard forms and conditions, which allows the commission to accept or reject parts or parts of any bid or waive technicalities, and they did not comply with those 2 requirements and did not offer any explanation as to why. So after all of that, Road and Bridge and I concur that $1.39 even per gallon is the right choice for the county, acting in the best interest of the county. We recommended the commission for award in that amount to AmeriGas, which is in Branson, Missouri. We have their local information as well. Contract agreement pending or thereafter subsequent to your award would be for a 12-month period with a clause to renew after 12 months if all the pricing remains the same. There's also a 10% fluctuation clause in there, which we've started putting in some of these types of bids recently. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff if he'd like anything to add. Also, our animal control manager is here if you have any questions for her, Sherry Simpson.
AmeriGas would be my recommendation at
$1.39. With everything stated, I would recommend that we move to approve AmeriGas, the agreement with Taney County, referencing bid number 201803-400.
Was that a bid or agreement, Sheila?
Pardon?
Was that a word with bid or an agreement?
That's her recommendation, making a motion to award the bid.
Did I not state that correctly?
Is it agreement?
And agreement added that in there.
I make a motion to award the bid to AmeriGas, Wentana County, to according to bid number 201803-400. Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. I'll submit the agreement draft to legal and notify the vendors.
Personal property add-on report.
You just need to accept and enter in the record, is that right?
Yes, sir.
That is correct.
Move to accept and enter into the record personal property add-on report for March 2018 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got personal property paid abatement court orders. Abatement numbers 300240, 300241. On the 300240, it's asked for a refund on the taxpayer. Vehicle did not depreciate automatically the way it should have. And on the 300241, this here is a removal of late penalty fees. The first sheet there shows where it's at, the one that has the actual abatement number on it. I've highlighted where the late penalty was removed. The second sheet there, I've highlighted where the late penalty was on there. Due to past records of the account holder turning in their assessment forms on in, within the proper timeline. That's the reason why it was being removed.
If I may add, also the form that we have shows that it was presented like on January 16th, so it's already.
What was presented in January?
The assessment form that you mailed in, we've got it and it's signed on like January 17th or something like that. So it was turned in on time. They weren't late sending it in.
Motion to approve approve Exhibit A. I think today's date, April the 16th, 2018.
Is
Exhibit A.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
On the. So this late fee penalty was. I know it's different than the late fees of actually paying. Do you not have the discretion on that? But I guess because it's already been paid, then you no longer have the discretion. We have to issue a refund?
I understand. That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah, if there's something before it's billed that we can take it off.
Then it's up to you. But because it's already been paid, it's a refund. It'd be up to us to refund that. Can we? The statutes allow us to make adjustments and abatements and refunds, but can we refund a late fee?
What they have probably done is that you have to bait that off to zero and then add it on without the late fee. Is that correct? So we probably already approved the add-on when they have a charge like that. They have to take it down to zero and then put it back and add it on.
But that's not that's on the actual property report, not on the.
It has been approved by the commission for years. That's been the only way that they...
I'll be honest, and I'm not saying I haven't. I don't recall ever... This is the first time I remember seeing a late fee that we've done like this in the 5 or 6 years I've been commissioner. But I could be wrong. I may have done it, and I'm not going to... I'm not going to say that, and then somebody pull up a record. Well, here's where you voted on...
This is an error on the county's...
I don't know. I understand that. I guess my question is statutorily, are we able to refund?
Statutorily, if we've made an error, then yes.
Let me say something. It is associated to the, it goes back to the assessment. The late fee is determined by the assessment. And we correct erroneous assessments, and the late fee is directly related to the assessment. So... I think that's the only way the Caden County has means of correcting it. It is an error, and the only